Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're going to do healings again this evening. This show is really, really live, so we'll just see what comes up today here for the healings that people need out there. And we'll see what type of sample healings we can do for all of you. So as normal, we do our entity clearing on most of the shows. Here, we'll do that again tonight. In fact, we'll start right now. So just a brief description of entities or emotional bodies of people who passed on. If you ever walked in a graveyard and you felt things around you, well, that's what they are, is emotional bodies normally. The spirit that looks out of your eyes almost always leaves within a short period of time after the person passes on, unless the spirit actually wishes to stay to maybe be a spirit guide and or just to see how the family is doing. But I would say, as a general rule, most probably leave within a few months after the physical body is no longer, you know, alive. And all the rest of the energies are emotional bodies that are floating around here. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional cleansing. I mean, entity clearing, excuse me, for people. We'll do an emotional cleansing also after you do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. Work at the bottom of your feet and just kind of notice how your body's responding here. And going up now to your ankles and going to your knees and your waist and moving up here and top of our heads. And now we're going to release these from you all. So again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. Your spirit is already helping you because you're listening to this program. So this you should probably do yourself. Ask your spirit to help release the entities out of you. You could even possibly do a body scan. Maybe think a thought of what's been bothering you maybe recently. And you may have an entity attached to that type of thought form that you're thinking or someplace in your body. Oh, here we go. They're being released now. I'm going to bring more of you back into your body. So on a count of 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just do a body scan. Okay. And just kind of move around a little bit. See how your body is responding to having more of you in it. It should feel a little heavier. People ask me, how do you know if you're out of your body or not? The easiest way to know is if you get startled a lot. Maybe your body jerks when you hear a loud noise. That means that you're out of your body. What you can do to help bring you back in is to maybe like pinch one of your fingers, maybe the palm of your hand a little bit with the other hand. And when you pinch yourself, that slight amount of pain will bring you back into your body. So you may want to do that right now and just see if you tend to get a little more alert, a little more awake as you're doing this process here. What we're going to do next is show you how to get yourself more in your body. We'll do the life force energy. So what the affirmation is, you may want to write this down if you're brand new to the show. And the affirmation is, I now increase my life force energy. I repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do now, and to sample the energy, is put your hands in front of you between your heart center and move them out, and maybe move them out about a foot or so and come back in again slowly. And you're going to feel your chi energy. It'll be like a little ball of energy there, and it's going to at some point have some resistance as you start to compress this energy. And that's where your body energy kind of is. And each time you say the affirmation out loud, you want to move your hands further apart and then bring it in again. And you're going to find that your energy field is increasing, so your hands will be further apart each time. let's try it right now. And again, move your hands apart and bring them in until your body tells you where the energy is here. And some people, it could be a few inches, or it could be maybe a foot or so. So here we go. And I'll start it off here and say it with me. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, you should feel pretty charged up. Your hand should be alongside of you now. And if you say it maybe 100 more times, you're going to feel very, very energized. And I recommend doing this maybe 3 times or so a day. And, you know, if you're at the workplace, it may look kind of weird moving your hands around, but you may tell your friends to do it with you, and they'll feel this energy increase in their body too. If not, you know, run to the restroom for a minute or two and do it. And you must say it out loud because you have to have that vibration of your voice go into every cell of your body. If you think about it mentally, at that point, you're in the mental realm, and your mental body is getting charged up, but your physical body is not. This is why you want to say it out loud at first. Now, if you do it for about a week, your body will be basically trained. And when it's trained, then you can just do it just by moving your hands, and within a half a second, you're going to be charged up. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. And go to your heart center. There we go. And third eye. And throat chakra feels fine. Everybody feels pretty much in alignment after doing this life force energy. Power chakra feels good. Second chakra feels good. And first feels good. So you all became into alignment, oddly enough, when you do life force energy. Very, very nice. We'll do an opening now for you. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. We're going body width. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down to your power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And if anybody's had an injury done to themselves, so maybe a twisted ankle, or maybe you banged your shoulder or something, we'll just work on that right now for you. If you do have an illness or a problem of pain, we're going to help to release some of that pain right now. Open up the chakra there. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Good. And we'll do it again here. Spin, 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 spin. Okay. And do a little body scan now. Move your consciousness around inside of you. Ask your spirit how you're feeling. Next, we're going to do a mind-to-heart drop. And this is when you're taking your mental body, where your thoughts are, which is, we'll say, between your ears normally. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, you're going to actually feel like your thinking, your thoughts are coming from your chest cavity, out of your heart center. So again, we're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead, your awakening consciousness. It could be your ego self, the voice inside of your head, whatever word you want to use there. It's actually your mental body. That's going to drop down now into your heart center, which will be number one, the first floor. So here we go, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Go one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, just we'll be in silence here, so connect to your spirit. If you don't hear anything, just ask to have the volume turned up. Feel the energy of your spirit in your heart center, and you should feel very peaceful right now. So we'll see you back in about a half a minute. We'll just be in perfect silence here. Okay, you should feel very peaceful right now in your heart center. So we'll have our co-host come on here, Sylvia. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone. Thanks for being with us tonight. So far, if you've just tuned in with us, we've had a wonderful clearing of entities and spirit retrieval. And we also did a technique to increase our life force energy, balance our chakras, and release pain from injuries. So that's been a wonderful start. And we're going to take up a couple of questions from the fast chat right now that people are asking. So I'll just ask you, Ron, we have a question about when people pass on and then there's some type of funeral service or prayer service or something to honor them and to help them. Does that help the person that's passing on?
Typically, the spirit has to go through a trauma clearing, which normally is done, we'll say, on the other side. By what energies, I don't know, because the light ship is not working with you. So I would assume that that's put in place by the Galactic Federation here. So it's not really high divine energies. Because typically, once the spirit leaves the body, then it would go out to the universe and have another life form somewhere else. So they were in charge of that, but they do have to deprogram your spirit or someone's spirit so that it can come back in here again. Remember, a wounded spirit that can't have energy is no good to the Galactic Federation dark side at times. So, yes, it does help the person to have these energies cleared out of the spirit. So the answer for that would be yes, you don't want to have a spirit be in trauma. But what's not cleared is the emotional body, and that's why we have so much stuff happening here, and entities and people, and why you have a hard time holding your consciousness. So those energies have not been taught here. I know they were taught when Jesus walked the earth, but somehow maybe the powers to be, the church has decided not to expose that information. Remember, the dark side likes to work on entities and to keep you from moving forward, keep you in trauma and pain and anxiety your whole life. So, yes, it is good to have a spirit clearing. And so let's assume that there's no more churches here on this planet, okay, and you just arrived here and someone passed over, we'll say, and the spirit now is floating around the body. It has nowhere to go to because it is used to having the body that it was in. So what you'd want to do to clear that person would be to have your spirit connect to their spirit, and your spirit would know how to take away the trauma. So that would help out that other spirit. And then from there, life can go on with the spirit. So yes, it does need assistance, and sometimes this is why the churches do prayer work. But where are those prayers connected to? So we're getting into kind of a mixed bag here again of stuff, but I guess I'll probably stop here because I could go on, and I don't want to open up a bag of a can of worms here. But basically, yes, it does help. I always use the reference of the new movie that's out, 10,000 BC, praying to gods outside of yourself, which Jesus was completely against, which is why he said to go within. So when you do pray to gods outside of yourself, which all the churches have naturally, remember the light ship does not need your prayers. They already created you. You're here to experience life, okay? And so when you do connect to a god energy, we'll say, you're connecting to some extraterrestrial being out there, in some ET universe, probably the dark side, and they're taking your energy. So I don't recommend praying to anything. If you're going to do any prayers at all, go inside of your heart center. Connect with the divine in you. It's not outside of yourself. And that's the trick that the Galactic Federation brought us to keep us held captive and to dilute our energy. So hope that answered your question. I see Jim asked about a clearing of church dogma, and that's just... I do a special clearing for that, so if you're interested, Jim, I can do that for you one-on-one. It gets pretty complicated. Remember, there's a lot of energy there. But aside from that, go to your spirit and connect with the divine inside of yourself. It's never outside of yourself. Okay, Sylvia, what do we have next here?
Well, along the same lines, we had a question about cremation and if that actually is helpful to clear energy.
I'm sure that it would. It would turn everything back into the original life force energy of your body back to elements. So that, I would say, would probably be, pretty much correct. That's probably why they do cremations initially. Otherwise, your body has to decay. Remember, your body's made up of cellular memory. And so the memory is probably still imprinted there until the body actually decomposes. And with the embalming stuff now, I imagine there's still people living, or not actually living, but the body is still there for quite a long time after you're under the ground here in a casket. So I would say cremation would probably be the best thing to have done to the body.
Okay, great. We have a question. I've seen this question on the last couple of shows. We don't always get time to take up every question, but... there's been a question about the use of the pendulum to help get spiritual answers and whether or not that's safe if you're asking questions, for example, from ascended masters. So how can people use a pendulum safely?
Okay, the first thing is you want to connect the pendulum to your heart center, to your spirit. Otherwise, you're bringing in energies, again, outside of yourself. And your consciousness, your mind... these energies will come into your body as you call upon an energy. Just because you call upon, say, Archangel Michael, does not mean that Archangel Michael is coming to you, okay? Remember, there's a lot of spirits out there, entities, emotional bodies that would love to come to you because you're requesting Archangel Michael, and they'll pose as Archangel Michael and come right to you. So what you're doing is you're bringing in entities into your body. So the next question is what you're going to be asking me probably is, gee, well, I've been using Archangel Michael for years to clear my pendulum or some other being. Well, the only way to do that actually is to have those divine energies come into your heart center. If they don't come into your heart center first, whatever you're calling upon, you don't know what it's going to be. And actually, when you invoke an energy into your body, the name makes no difference on it. At that point, you're invoking entities, and not just one, but maybe hundreds, if not thousands, into your body to which to come in. So you open up the floodgates. So as far as using it with the pendulum, just have your spirit do it. Those entities are not going to be any more powerful than your spirit. So remember, like I always say, your spirit is just as powerful as Jesus and every other entity because you're all made out of the same material, the same spirit energy. Just that you don't understand that, and your spirit is still made up of the 12 source energies, much like the other divine energies that come to you. So always rely upon your own spirit to use the pendulum. So as far as using it, is it a negative thing? I guess people may be asking that. I don't see that. It's true that entities could come on your pendulum to make it do what they want it to do. But if you're connected with your spirit consciousness, then it should be probably okay. The only drawback to me is that, if it's a definite 100% no or a definite 100% yes, it's probably going to be okay. But we don't live in that type of energy here. There's always variables. So what if your answer is 49.99999% and it goes to a no when you're almost ready to do a yes, you see? So, for that matter, it's kind of up to you how you wish to use that pendulum. But I would not rely on it completely. I have seen people go into a grocery store and pull out their pendulum and find out maybe they're asking from their spirit, hopefully they are, if maybe this orange is better than another orange. Well, that could be a good way of using it. But you could be in the grocery store, for hours trying to check out your food. But it does work, and I see nothing wrong with using the pendulum. You're not drawing the dark side to you. Although if you are calling upon energies outside of yourself to help you, then you are bringing in dark side energies because you're not filtering it out from your heart center. I hope that answered your question.
So let's talk a little bit more about the entities, because you mentioned at the beginning of the hour when you were doing the entity clearing, that this is something that everyone should be doing themselves daily to help clear the entities from their body. And probably that's something that very few people are familiar with doing. So can you talk about how we do that and how it works?
Yes, your spirit will release out of you entities, but you must command it to do the work, okay? All healings are a command. And since your spirit is working in love energy, it's not judging you at all. It thinks that if you only wish to be, 20% in your body, that that's what you choose to have. And then it's allowing these entities to be with you on the other 80%, and so it's going along with the energy there because you took that conscious choice and free will to have 80% of entities in it. So what you do is you're actually pushing away your spirit energy, which to me is very, very sad, but people aren't aware of this. So from there, what you want to do is command your spirit to push out the entities and then to also bring in the other parts of itself that left, the spirit fragments, okay, because the entities are out there also, maybe even preventing you from having your spirit in your body. So your spirit with you will help this. And it's all that you have. Remember, all that you have with you, as far as your spiritual energy, you don't have the necessarily spiritual help all the time. You may have guidance around you of some sort, but you must rely upon your spirit. This is why the light ship took away in December all of the master saints and angels from floating around here. You can connect to them from your heart center the way you should have been doing a long, long time ago. But most people are using them just as a crutch, calling upon them with their mind, and then you're drawing entities to yourself. And so since we're at the time of ascension, you must be accountable for your actions. And the kind of accountability for ascension is to get into your body. And so this is why there's no longer any master ascension angels on this planet Earth any longer, because you must rely upon yourself in order to do this process. So if you want to connect with these divine energies, go into your heart. And remember, your spirit is just as powerful as they are. And it's up to you to understand that and to actually believe that, and that your spirit is from the divine, just like the other energies are. So this is kind of what I would tell all of you, is to just go inside like you should be doing. It should have been taught, generations ago, so it'd be ingrained in you. And especially in this lifetime, and you should be able to go to your heart center all the time and connect to your own divinity. It's never outside of yourself, never has been. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, that's great information. And, you know, it seems like today there's a lot of talk in the spiritual community or the New Age movement to start, you know, doing work for the planet, you know, doing different things. But there's not that many people just talking about just working on yourself and going within and clearing these energies. So what advice do you have for people that are curious about doing the work to prepare themselves for ascension?
The whole thing is the ascension process is to be able to clean out your body of entities, to clean it out of the traumas. This is why I do emotional clearings for people. On the archives, these energies do work, but it's not complete. So the archives where I have clearings are only designed for someone to maybe tune in once or twice to listen to them to see what these energies are doing for you. It's not a crutch, you know, for you to go on there, you know, 100 times to have a clearing. And I'm sure the Light Ship understands that also, just as I'm telling you this here. So all they're there for is to say, wow, this really helped me and I need to have this clearing done for your own personal awareness. So like on all the shows, we do sample healings and we'll do one now on your emotional body here. So we're going to go back 5 days. And here we go. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 2 days. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 1 day. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And again, we'll do like the flip of the coin here, the feeling body. And the feeling body is typically needed by a few people. We all could really use this one also. So I'll just describe what the emotional body did. The emotional body has three clearings in one. It clears your spirit, clears your emotional body, and it clears your physical body of traumas in this lifetime. And remember, you have to always have your spirit healed first before you can have a physical healing. So this is why we do the emotional clearing first. This is how the Light Ship set this up. And then after that, you can go into further clearing. So the next one will be your feeling body. And there is a difference there. Some people live only in their feelings, and they're numbed out on their emotions, or maybe vice versa. Or you have the emotional clearing done, like you had just now for the last 5 days, and you may feel a little more stuff being released from you. So, and again, take a note of this here. Then I want you to do a scan. Think of a situation that you dealt with in the last 5 days. I'm sure you probably have one or two of those. We all have stuff happening to us. And just think of a negative experience that you didn't like at all, and just see how you feel about it, emotionally or, you know, with your actual physical feelings. So here we go. Feeling body clearing. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm just going to speed this up to do these clearings right now. So 4 days ago cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. Okay, that one's done. So again, take a note here on how you feel. Check out your energy. People who have major problems, to think of an issue, maybe you're inside, your guts might twist. You could turn into sadness. You could get angry at someone else or yourself. And just look at a situation now and see how you sense the energy. It should be very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. So I'll let you do this right now for about a half a minute. Okay, so you should be able to sample that energy. Remember, your body's reacting, responding to things that you've experienced physically here. So hopefully your body should feel better and you should feel more relaxed right now. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I'll just bring up a couple of requests that we have on the fast chat. And one is the request to bring in Metatron to the light beings for healing.
Okay, so if you're brand new to the program, and you're listening just by having the button pushed to listen live, you want to go to the show here, just go to Creation Lightship Healing, click on it. You can take today's day and time, scroll down about an inch on the scroll bar, and you're going to see a light beam there. And we're going to bring in Metatron into this light beam. So this energy is not like floating around here in space and you have to call it in. This energy is right from the light ship, the original creation energy. And you're going to be feeling the energy of Metatron's spirit. Naturally, in other locations, other planets, different parts of the universes, there are, this being is there, you know, it could be known as something else, but to us, for some reason, we picked the name Metatron, and this energy now will be coming through to you. So here we go. Watch the light beam now, and the energy of Metatron will be coming through in the next 15 seconds here. Okay, it's feeling pretty good to me. And most of these energies will have a certain way of helping you. So you may want to request, you know, this particular frequency of Metatron, whatever that would be or mean to you, okay, to help you. And if you've never heard of Metatron, I'd just suggest maybe doing a Google search and just looking at it and just see what other people say about Metatron. For myself, it's just a name. And it's one of the spiritual energies that I work with on the light ship. I don't get into a lot of this earth-based stuff. So here we go. Energy's coming in very strongly, and it feels nice to me. Remember, the energy only connects to your heart. And if you can realize that now, you know that these energies never come into your head. So always take note of that. Know that... if the energy comes to you and it comes into your head and starts to talk to you, and you, like we talked earlier on the show, you say, I'm going to bring in Metatron, and you're sitting there, in a sense, meditating, wanting to have Metatron give you guidance, okay? And you hear that voice inside of your head, it's not Metatron, it'll only connect to your heart. This is why the energy's left here. Remember, when you go into your heart and you ask Metatron to come, then the light ship will bring down Metatron to you. And your spirit then will be at the door, and if it's not Metatron and an entity tries to come into your heart center, your spirit will just, in a sense, protect you and close the door on this entity. So only what can come into your heart center is light energy. And that's why you must always go to your heart center. You don't want to bring in darkness. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we had a few people with specific healing requests, like one for stomach pain, another for sore muscles. So is it possible that we could just let people request their own specific healing while they sit with this energy?
Yes, that's what I'd recommend doing, yes, because see, it's up to you to command the energy yourself. If you... heard all these shows. All these shows are here to empower you with your own spirit. You can go on any one of the archives, and all the shows are the same basic foundation for you to be self-empowered yourself. And so if I was not doing this program any longer, okay, at that point I hope that you would all realize that you must go inside. And this is what the whole process is to connect to your heart center. And then command your spirit to help do the healing on you, okay? Don't invoke anything outside of yourself because those energies are not going to be as strong as your spirit. So there are people who meditate and they bring in different colors into their body. Well, is it coming in through your heart or is it coming in through your mind? and you're bringing in an entity that's the color of yellow. So you have to be very careful on what you're doing. So this is what I would suggest. If you're bringing any colored frequencies coming into you, have your spirit, as I said earlier, be the gateway, the doorkeeper to keep you safe and protected. And this is a way to do anything that works in the spiritual realm. You want to only bring yourself light energy, but your spirit has that light energy. So if you brought in, say, an energy that was, let's just say, a pink light, for instance, well, your spirit has that pink light already in it, so why bring it in outside of yourself? Well, your spirit is all of your own self-empowerment. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a question about the violet flame and the I Am decree, if those are things that are, you know, workable or if they can be still used, and maybe you could address that, because I know there's a lot of people that like to use that.
Well, getting back to what I said, always go to your heart center first, okay, and bring the energy in that way. And this is why the light ship is kind of instructing everybody to go within, which is what Jesus talked about. So for that answer, I would say whatever you choose to do, if you're not going into your heart center, then, you know, don't dilute your spiritual energy outside of yourself, and don't bring in entities, and don't bring in other life forms that are around you. So always go to your heart, and that should help you. That's about all you can do. As far as me saying, like, is a Vata plan going to help you? If you're in your heart, you know, ask your spirit to bring it in for you if you think you need to have that come to you. But your spirit, I would say, is bringing in the energy to you when it's already self-empowered. So why would you want to bring in an energy that is probably less powerful and less in wholeness, because you're only bringing in one frequency when your spirit is all divine frequencies? So your spirit's like the rainbow. Why just pick on one particular color frequency? And, you know, the masters that have come down here mainly work with one frequency, probably because, maybe because of the ignorance, I'll use that term, of people not connecting to their own divinity inside of themselves. So they had to come in with this powerful energy of whatever it would be, and maybe shock people or ask to have the energy protect them because they did not understand the true spiritual teachings that Jesus brought forth here. And that is to go within. Remember, your spirit, like I said earlier, is just as powerful as Saint Germain, just as powerful as any other being, archangels, etc. Once you connect to that energy, you already have it with you. So I hope that helps you in understanding. This is the whole process. Remember, after the universe is dematerialized at the time of ascension, these energies, say Saint Germain and all the other ones, are not going to really be here. They're going to be doing their own ascension work or helping out for the ascension. So all that's left is your spirit, which is the divine energy, much like they are. And are you able to love your body enough in this lifetime when you're still living to have your spirit fully integrate with the blueprint of your physical body? If you love your body enough and you get it cleaned out of all these densities from the past, then you can have your body have everlasting life. We'll call that eternal life. If you can't do that, then your spirit will just find another body to go into, and your physical body, you know, will be like everyone else here in a sense at the graveyard time, you know, and be somewhere, but it won't be materialized. So it's up to you if you're willing to work on yourself enough. So the whole teaching here of the light ship is to get and work with your spirit, not necessarily to call upon energies outside of yourself. And we do bring in energies to the light beings so people can feel them, to bring in empowerment for yourself so you can actually sample. Like Metacron today, that was one of them. We can bring in Archangel Michael. But remember, this is just like a crutch. And this is so people can actually understand and feel these divine energies. But at the very end, after you play all these energies through you and understand what they are, then it's time to go to your spirit. I know there's people listening here who probably maybe have outgrown these other energies. And I hope that would be true for all of you. So your spirit is what you want to connect to. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a really very good question on the fast chat about that, which is that how do we feel our own spirit energy and that resonance as strongly as we can feel these other spiritual beings that come through, like, for example, Metatron or the other masters that come through when you bring them in from the light ship. Some people feel those stronger than they ever feel their own spirit energy. So how can they essentially have their own energy come in that strongly?
Well, it's already with you. So you're looking for something that isn't you. You know, so it's kind of like a tree being in the forest saying, where are all the trees, you know? Am I a tree, you know? And it sees trees around, but you go, where am I? So, you know, it's already, you are it, you know? What's the word, guru? G-U-R-U, you know? You are that energy. So, you know, you're not going to find a difference, you know, trying to find yourself. I can bring in your pure energy of your baby. I'll do that right now if you want to feel more of yourself. Before you got diluted out and your spirit left your body. So I'll do that for you. But, you know, how are you going to feel a difference in yourself? You know, you're already who you are. Okay, so here we go. Look at the light beam here, if you wish. And we're going to bring in the energy of you as you were a young child, a baby. And it won't have any trauma with it. So don't get upset if you had maybe a bad birth or bad parents or whatever else. Some kind of problems in the hospital. This will be your true essence energy as you were when you were very, very young. So I'm going to count to 10, and you're going to come through the light beam here. The light ship is going to bring in your true spiritual energy of who you are. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll just put the line on mute here so you can experience your own self with more energy. Okay, so you should have felt yourself a lot stronger. So if you were in your body 100%, you wouldn't feel a difference as I brought in Metatron, okay? Because at that point, your spirit is Metatron. Your spirit is Jesus. It is the divine energy. So if you are feeling a change when I bring in these divine energies, that's okay because, you know, nobody on this planet is fully in their body anyway. So you're actually feeling a part of you that you're actually, in a sense, missing from divine energies. Once you're fully in your body, you should not feel anything at all from these energies coming into you. That's probably why the question, I think, was asked about maybe not feeling themselves and feeling the energies coming in as much stronger than who you are. So I hope that helped you out somewhat on that answer and explanation. Remember, all you have is you, you know, and you is your spirit, and this is why you want to connect. What I'd suggest for all of you is to look in a mirror after this program. And I'm sure your eyes are going to be much brighter than what they were when this program started because you're bringing more of you into yourself. This is your conscious choice, and we're doing this to help you out also to get rid of entities, etc., which are preventing that, and the traumas we're helping you to release to bring more of you into your body. And like I said in other shows too, your spirit cannot and will not come into densities. It doesn't live there. It only lives in love energy. So if you were in a state of love all the time, which is non-judgment, you would be able to have more of you with you, and you'd have a much more peaceful life. So back to you, Sylvia.
So what are some things that people can do to get 100% in their body and bring all of their spirit energy here, present?
Well, first thing what I'd say is to get an emotional clearing, you know, by the light shift. That's, you know, will help you out immensely. If you don't feel like doing that, then what I'd say to do is to go to a shopping mall and watch people and judge them continuously. Do it for the rest of your life here, and it will help to eliminate some of your emotional densities out of your body. And as you judge someone, you want to release the energies, and maybe after seeing a person with a certain issue, maybe a certain body type or whatever that would be, maybe after seeing that for 100 or 200 times, and each time you release the energies out of you, remember you're just peeling an onion peel, okay? And then at some point that onion won't exist any longer. And then go to the next issue. Remember, your body is a storage house, just like a computer, judging things every day. And you're made up of all the judgments of your ancestors going back thousands and thousands of years. So this is why if you realize that having a light shift healing of your emotions and having your sensory clearing, past life clearing, why it's so important to you. If I was talking to you, say, at 200 A.D., and telling you the same thing and say, well, you want to do all these light shift sessions here for the next 1,800 years, then you would say, oh, that'd be great. I can do this. I can work on this. And what do I do? And I'd give you a list of all these healings to do. And you'd be working on them. You wouldn't have a child until you were actually at a much older age, so that the child will not have the same troubles that you have and the same negativity and the same densities. It would be better than you. And, you know, by the time you got to that point right now, which is where everybody should be, you'd be perfectly whole and complete. But unfortunately, time is very short. And you don't have, you know, all this time, these, 1,800 years, we'll say, to work on yourself. So do the light shift healings, and you can feel much better about yourself. An hour clearing will change your life. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, it'd be great if we could bring in some of the beautiful ship oxygen for everyone. We have a request for that. And then, since we only have a few minutes left, we could talk about the exciting conference call that you have coming up this weekend, which would be a great opportunity for anyone who wants to work on themselves and do some of this work that you're talking about of healing and preparing for the ascension.
Okay. Yes. And Jim had a good comment here. I'll just read it here. So he's saying that basically, where did it go to here? Maybe it's off my page, but it was something about your body's preventing you from being a master. That is correct. And the density inside of yourself is preventing you from understanding who you are. And those are all judgments. So we'll talk about the four-hour call briefly here. It's a four-hour special call on the telephone. You sit on a conference line. You get a speakerphone. You sit back and relax, and we bring in divine energies through you completely. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's a wonderful session. We do water charging. The fee for that is $60. You can send me a check in the mail or go on to PayPal. Either way would work. And definitely contact me so I can send you and give you the phone number and the PIN number. So anyway, that's this Saturday. What else should we cover, Sylvia? What do you want to bring in?
Well, we had a request for some of the ship oxygen.
Okay. So we're going to bring in number 20. There's many different types on the light ship. This is for healing. So you might want to take a deep breath or two and exhale, and here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 longer and stronger. Okay, take some deep breaths here and experience number 20 oxygen from the mic chip. And we'll work with another oxygen. This is going to help your breathing capacities here. And here it comes. Now this one here is number 27. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, I'll just mention a couple of the things that are typical on the four-hour call and the other conference calls that you do that people might be interested in. People were talking earlier about wanting to feel their full spirit energy, and one of the most wonderful and precious rooms, I think, on the light ship, well, they all are very, very wonderful and precious, but there's the spirit room where you let people meet their original divine spirit blueprint energy and connect with that. So that's just a wonderful experience. And another one, which is a room that allows you to release any negative habits, addictions, patterns, all that kind of stuff. So if you have any way at all of getting on these conference calls, they're very affordable, wonderful to be on, and they keep you kind of connected with this amazing healing energy and moving forward in your journey. So it's an absolutely wonderful thing to do. And I guess we're probably out of time now, so I'll just say good night to everyone and many blessings to all of you. We'll be back on Friday at 9 p.m. Pacific and hope to have you with us. So until then, stay heart-centered, and we'll see you then.
Okay, blessings to all of you, and good evening.